Okay, Google Docs is actually a suite of applications. It's an office suite, very similar to the kind of thing that you get from Microsoft, OpenOffice, and so forth. But in this little session, we're going to look at the documents side of things. So creating word processing documents. You'll need to create yourself a Google account if you haven't already got one. But it's worth doing that, really, provided you happy with the sort of privacy issues and all that, because it offers so many different tools which are really, really useful. So I think it's worth signing a little bit of privacy away to be able to get access to those tools, as long as you understand what you're getting into. Anyway, Google Docs. Creating a Google document. When you get to create your first document itself, you'll see an interface which is very, very familiar if you're used to word processing. I'm not going to go through all the tools that you get within the word processing part of it. And I'm going to try and focus just on those extra affordances that an online document processor provides. So in addition to the kinds of things you'd be able to do in a Microsoft Word document, let's be honest, it's not as fully featured as Word itself. That has to be said up front. However, I think some of the advantages you get perhaps weigh in its favour. So let's remember that it's online. So first of all, adding links, for example. If you're going to add a link, it's very straightforward to do so, and it's going to be a live link, so straight out to somewhere else on the web. Putting images in. Now, this is a really powerful feature within Google Docs, because you can upload an image that you've got on your PC, or if you've got a URL from an image somewhere else on the web, then just like you would do if you're creating a blog post, you can paste that URL and it'll bring that image into your Google Doc. Because we're in Google, you can do a Google image search, or if you've got a Picasa account, you can bring in from your Picasa albums and bring images in from there. Or there's a stock photos library through which you can search too. That's all very, very powerful. So that's really useful. The really important thing is when we get onto collaboration, though, because you can share these documents with other people. You can decide the level of access. They can be private, and you'll want that with some. But you can also add other people. So if you've got any contacts who also have Google accounts, you can add them in to be able to edit the document too. If it's other people that haven't got Google accounts, there's still ways of doing that. You can change the level of access to make it either public on the web so that anybody can search for that document and they don't need a sign-in to be able to get to it. Or you can keep it semi-private by just having a link and then send the link on to other people and then they can see it.